From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraqi security forces launched an operation Monday to retake the city of Fallujah from Islamic State extremists. Led by the counterterrorism service, Iraqi forces backed by airstrikes entered the city before dawn to engage IS defenders who first occupied Fallujah 2.5 years ago. As the battle began, there were growing concerns over the plight of civilians trapped inside the city, along with the threat of booby traps, roadside bombs, and suicide attackers. Bajad Ibrahim, a city imam, said civilians are being harmed, caught, he says, in an anvil between assaulting troops and IS militants that he referred to as Daesh. He said many are trapped with no food. Former Chadian dictator Issa Abre has been found guilty of atrocities committed during his 8-year rule and sentenced to life in prison. A special tribunal in Senegal issued the verdict Monday, convicting Abre of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and torture. Specific crimes include what the court called the massive and systematic practice of summary execution. Todd Buchwald, a U.S. State Department special coordinator on global criminal justice, was in attendance.
I think it's an encouraging moment, and I think that this day wouldn't have been possible without the cooperation of Chad, of Senegal, which has hosted this. It's not an easy thing to do, and of the African Union, and that's an encouraging thing for sure.
Abre, responsible for thousands of political killings during his rule in Chad from 1982 to 1990, the tribunal, backed by the African Union, is one of the first of its kind in modern history, where a court system of one country prosecuted the former leader of another country on rights charges. This is VOA News.